a license from the Fruhoff Truck Trailer Company to license a sale of trailers manufactured by its French subordinate, which are going to go in trucks and trailers that will be shipped to Communist China. This is under our licensing provision. That has to be authorized by the Treasury. It's one of those cases where we do try to control overseas subordinates. As a practical matter, the trailers will be sold by somebody, and therefore the initial reaction of Ball and company is to give the license. Dillon feels very strongly that that would be a mistake. The total amount involved is only $360,000, but the picture of U.S.-designed trailers carrying, being winding up in China and maybe carrying tanks around makes him feel that it's just not worth it. The State Department argument is De Gaulle can say we're interfering, but I think the American political argument is overriding and that we better just deny this license.
Okay, I'd go with you and Dillon, and I think Dillon has a good deal of extra information that hasn't surfaced in connection with this company and some of its problems with the government, which might break out in the next week or so. And so I would follow y'all's recommendation and tell Ball that we just have to go along with Dillon and you.
All right, I'll just tell George that I won't even have it go to you unless you... Right, okay. I'll just say I know how it'll come out, and I think it'd be better to do it that way.
That's
all I got.
Anything from out to Vietnam today?
Very irritating Goralski story, which you may have seen.
I saw it flashed on television back and forth.
Couldn't be worse.
Some member of the cabinet.
It's an indication of Goralski is a very naive reporter and runs awful hard for a headline. It's certainly true that you can find people in that government who will say, look, the whole object of these bombings is to bring these boys to the bargaining table. That isn't a crazy proposition, but he's got it all turned around.
Why don't you talk to Bob Kendner about that?
You think it's worth it? You think it's...
Yes, I think I would say this, that we don't want to complain, and this is entirely a matter for them, but he's an old reporter, and he knows the problems of this government, and that we're trying our best to go far enough without going too far, and the last incident, Ron Nelson spent all of his time talking about the big black Cadillacs coming up here into the great day of crisis when there hadn't been a meeting all day. He got in front of the flag and he just flashed it up something terribly. And Goralski was following the same practice last night. Special report flashes it has been heard that somebody might feel it may belong to the cabinet, that this one could happen. And the people are not that sophisticated, and he just done it. And NBC wants to become that irresponsible. Well, they can, but they ought to know it now. Maybe you don't know Bob Kendner.
I know him pretty well, yeah.
But I would tell him these two children need a little supervision, and the chancellors don't do anything like that. And the this boy that used to be here at White House, the black-headed boy, he doesn't do that way. What's his name?
Abel?
Abel's good too, but this boy, Sandy Van Oker, and this Ray Sherrod, they're all good, particularly Chancellor. He balanced this fella, and he just raised hell because they said this great crisis. But while you were gone Sunday, we had no meetings. I went to church. I came back, went to bed. 4 o'clock I waked up, and this damn little fella had got in the fish room and got the flag and got the seal. Got in front of it and said the greatest crisis that ever faced Washington is now coming about. The big black limousines are dashing in the east room, in the east southeast gate. The livery chauffeurs are laying out the formats for the cabinet officers. The cabinet officers with their Homburgs are moving in, and we're facing a grave crisis. And so, well, I'd been asleep 2 hours. So I waked up and wondered what the hell happened, and I called over to see if anybody's over, and he was the only one in the building except Reedy. And I said, I'll go in there and get him out from that flag and that seal and look like my office. And Reedy said, well, it's raining outside, and I let him come in out of the rain. And then I talked to Chancellor. Chancellor said the boy had just used that, and he doubted the wisdom of it and debated it. So I think that his name's Nielsen or Nelson. I don't know Nelson.
Nielsen, Ron Nielsen.
Ron Nielsen, and Goralski is very much the same way. Chancellor has none of it, and I think you can tell him it's Chancellor.
Yeah.
Chancellor's more like Bill Lawrence or this Harry Reason over there are competent and experienced. These kids are trying to break through. And I just tell him to watch this stuff because it creates all kinds of problems when the senators see it.
Yeah.
And they think we're going under, then they go to making speeches and that they're just not anything to this.
Yeah.
I think I just talked to them and said, Bob, I want to visit with you. I don't want to criticize. I don't want to complain. I'm not doing anybody's instructions. I just want to tell you, here's what happened a couple weeks ago while I was in Saigon with this fellow Nelson, and he is absolutely impossible. If I knew how to get Chancellor, but Chancellor doesn't like to pick up this stuff. He's kind of reserved, and he sits back and reads Plato. And
boys let their bright young men do this. That's the trouble.
Then they sit back and...
It's like Reston with his pipe while all his young leopards roam the town.
That's right. Of course, this Reston's got a trick. I've caught him now. I've got three of the real things, and I like him very much. But he'll come over and talk to you, and he'll talk to me, and he'll talk to Bob McNamara. Then he'll call over and get Tad Schultz and Max Frankel to write the stories.
That's
he doesn't
right.
write them. And then it looks like they come out over there.
Right.
And the other day, we just got the absolute deadwood. One of them just broke down and said, this is what we're doing. And... So we just got to be awfully cautious. We talk to Scotty as a statesman.
That's right. But
instead
he
of reporting.
The hot tip to
that's
Schultz.
Right. That's right. And then they add to it a little
that's
bit.
That's what I think.
So we just got to get this thing. And I think we're getting it under reasonably good control. Now, the Marines, I haven't made that decision. I'm still worried about it. I don't know what is 3,000 or 4,000 they want to go with.
3,500, two battalions. How far do you want us to go? Bob is talking to the senior armed services people. I said I'd check back
well,
with you how far
we
you want to
do
go.
It. I'd ask them what they thought about whether
he didn't
it would
want
be better
too
to
much
let them
leeway.
Whether it would be.
He didn't want to get you a lot of advice not to do it.
Well, I don't know. If they're going to say not to do it later, I don't know.
That leads to Mansfield. Do you want to talk to him? Because he'll certainly say no. And it's a worry to me just how to handle that. Or do you want me to talk to him? Do you want Dean to talk to him?
I think we've got to think about it. Talk to you later.
Right.
Now,